On Monday morning in the Swiss city of Nyon, the draw will take place for the last 16 of the UEFA Champions League. From next February, the competition will be a knockout contest over two legs, up until the final in Kiev on May the 26th. On Wednesday night, Liverpool, Sevilla, Shakhtar Donetsk and Porto were the last four teams to secure their places. They joined the defending champions Real Madrid, the French league leaders Paris Saint-Germain, as well as Bayern Munich, Barcelona and Juventus. There's also Besiktas, Roma and Basel. One of the remarkable aspects of the draw will be that five English clubs will be in the hat. Manchester City, Manchester United, Tottenham Hotspur, Chelsea and Liverpool all made it through. Of the five, only Chelsea finished second. And since they can't be drawn against a side from the same country, it means they'll face Barcelona, PSG or Besiktas. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte.
When you play this competition and then you go through to the next round, you must be ready to face the best teams. We must be ready. We must be ready because when you play, this is a fantastic competition. It's the best tournament, and for this reason, if you want to go through, you want to try to be protagonist in this tournament. You must be ready to face every team. At the same time, I think that our opponent won't be happy to play against us.
Well, that kind of fighting talk is typical of Conte. And really, he hasn't got many reasons not to be confident. He possesses a fairly decent squad of international players. They won the 2017 English title. And though they look unlikely to retain it, they're not doing too badly in the Premier League. Liverpool went through to the last 16 for the first time in nine seasons after a 7-0 destruction of Spartak Moscow. Philippe Coutinho scored a hat-trick, Sadio Mane bagged a brace, and there were strikes from Mohamed Salah, his 18th of the season, and Roberto Firmino. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp.
We had to play exactly the level we played tonight to beat them. And then because of the development of the game, it was a high result. That's all.
Liverpool were 3-up within 20 minutes, and Salah completed the annihilation with the 7th, 4 minutes from time. The victory gave them top spot in Group E, and while much of the British media was whipping up the fear for Chelsea, Klopp said coming first wasn't really any great shakes.
Last 16 Champions League, they're only strong sides, but this year it's quite special. I don't think that you can face really often Bayern Munich and Real Madrid in this in the last 16 if you win the group. And Juve and all the others. So that's quite interesting. But Antonio Conte said it, there are no easy opponents, and I don't think anybody is happy when they get us in the draw. So we will not be happy in a moment when we see who we will face in the next round. But we will be ready, that's for sure.
As the names are swirled around the hat on Monday, it's difficult to see an out-and-out favourite. For example, Paris Saint-Germain are in good nick, so too are Manchester City and Manchester United. Roma look decent, and Bayern Munich seem to be on the rise again under Jupp Heynckes. But the German will know more than any other that being considerably better doesn't necessarily win you the Champions League.
Is this his last kick of a football for Chelsea? One kick of the ball by Didier Drogba. Yes! It's the greatest night in Chelsea's history. Champions of Europe at last.
Heynckes was at the helm when Chelsea beat Bayern in the 2012 final. The Germans were by far and away the better side during the match, but Chelsea won it on a penalty shootout. 6 years later, no one really sees Chelsea as the team most likely to lift the trophy at Kiev's Olympic Stadium. That accolade's been reserved for big-spending PSG. The Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers described their quality after his side was thrashed 7-1 at the Parc des Princes during the fifth round of games in November.
We conceded 7 goals in Barcelona when I first came in, and I was very, very disappointed after that. But in a strange way, I thought there was lots of good moments for us in this game. We made a great start, got the goal, And then you could see that belief that we had in how we were working and playing, defending strong and had a real good focus and good quality in the game. And still looked a threat at times. So I was looking at the scoreline and thinking, we've conceded disappointing goals, but actually we look okay in the game. Second half, when it gets to 4-1, you're trying to limit the damage, really. And I thought then we were compact and tight, but then they scored three goals out of nothing, really. So the lessons for us, okay, we can keep the ball a little bit better. At times I thought as we tired, then we gave it away loosely. But you also have to admire the sheer quality of Paris Saint-Germain. You can't, you know, analyse the game and not talk about them. I think they must have had 11 shots, I think it was, and several of them go in and with big quality, you know, a lot of them. So, but I'm certainly nowhere near as disappointed as what I was, funnily enough, against Barcelona.
One of PSG's most horrendous nights in the Champions League came last March at Barcelona. They went to the Camp Nou with a 4-0 advantage from the first leg and ended up losing the second leg 6-1. Out went PSG, humiliated. Neymar was playing for Barca that day. Now he's at PSG and banging in the goals for his new club, who also bought in Kylian Mbappe from Monaco. Along with Edinson Cavani, PSG can offer an attacking trident worth 450 million euros. That's before you start putting a price tag on midfielders such as Marco Verratti, Julian Draxler, Javier Pastore and Angel Di Maria. Rogers says it all adds up.
What you're watching here in Paris is the world's best, you know, and maybe you get spoiled watching that because they're so good. I think my players, from where they were when we first came in to where they are now, you know, they're at a very good level. But of course, it's not the level of Paris Saint-Germain. So technically, my players are strong. We need to be better and make better decisions at times. Tactically, we've given everything in the game that we can. We're playing, we're defending with numbers, but sometimes you just get beaten with quality. And that's what happened this evening.
Manchester City is another expensively assembled side, and they booked their ticket for the knockout stages after four games. On Wednesday night, they suffered their first defeat of the season at Shakhtar Donetsk. Midfielder Bernardo Silva described the mood in the dressing room.
Well, it's not good, huh? It's true that we were already qualified, but we always want to win. Unfortunately, especially on the first half, we were not good enough. They were better than us, and they deserved the win. Congratulations to Shakhtar, and we will work hard to keep winning our games, of course. And of course, we're not happy, even though we were qualified to lose this game because we came here to win the 3 points. But it's like this football, they were better, and congratulations to them.
Silva joined City for 48 million euros last summer from Monaco, but he's hardly featured for his new club. But that's not because he's displeased his boss, Pep Guardiola.
But I believe he's already fit and ready to play. And the other point is doesn't play because I decide for the other players, because we need more wingers, more wider, or something like that. But my feeling when Bernardo play, always playing high level. You put it there, always play good. That is my feeling. Bernardo has an amazing quality to play, a huge personality to play. He's not a scary role, so it doesn't matter where he plays. And the season is still a long to play.
Speaking of longevity, City's 2-1 defeat at Shakhtar was Guardiola's 100th match as a coach in the Champions League. He started in 2009 with Barcelona, had 3 years leading Bayern Munich in the competition, and is now in his second season with Manchester City. His landmark game did end in defeat, but there have been a few successes, notably when he was at Barca and won the trophy twice in 3 years. So, Pep, how does it feel to get to 100?
Well, it's a nice number. It means you are a lot of games in that marvelous competition. Hopefully we can enjoy this competition for longer and be manager for much more games. And I think it's not necessary to compare what we have done in the past in terms of Barcelona, Bayern Munich. So it's new history, new path. And we are trying to make good in that competition as well.
Well, as any student of the game will tell you, He's certainly got the Pep degree to do well in the competition. And on that note, that's all from Sports Insight for this week. My thanks to Joseph Russo and Joanna Gabrick for studio production. From me, Paul Myers, ciao.